Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to read one verse. We've been dealing with faith, and so I appreciate the songs deal with faith. And I was talking to Brother Jim as you're turning there. I was talking to Brother Jim. I enjoy hearing how hymns are written in the different things that happen in people's lives to cause them to for God to use situations in their life. And there are hymns that are being sung probably somewhere every Sunday across the United States and even beyond. There are hymns being sung that tragedy may have struck those individuals, and God gave them the words to a hymn, and then music was put to these words, and from generations gone by. And we enjoy those hymns Sundays and during our church services. We enjoy those hymns. But God gave people these words. So anyway, I appreciate the songs tonight. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30, the Bible says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days." Now, our title is a simple title, but our title to our message tonight is, "By faith, the walls came down." By faith, the walls came down. Let's pray. Father, thank you for allowing us the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to spend some time together in your word and in fellowship with one with another. And Lord, we just pray that you'll help us tonight. We ask your blessings on our youth and the youth leaders and those that are listening and watching online. Lord, I pray that you will touch them, and may they find some encouragement tonight. And Lord, we realize that our faith is not in man, our faith is not in things, but help us to have a stronger faith in you and in who you are. And so, Father, I pray that you'll help us tonight, and we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. The Bible tells us in Joshua, and we're going to be turning to Joshua in just a few moments, but the Bible tells us in Joshua 6:20, that the walls of the city fell down flat. And I think there's some significance there when we're thinking about the city fell down flat. I believe that there wasn't a stone or there wasn't a wall that was still standing. I believe that it was one of those situations that God said it, the people did it, and then God intervened and these great walls fell flat. And it's always hard, or maybe I should say it this way, it's not very hard to remember the times of failure. You know, we tend to remember the times of failure than the times of victory. We have a tendency to remember the times of failure, the times of defeat, the times of I wished I could have done things differently, or I wished I could do things over. And it's not hard to remember the times that we might have even doubted God. Maybe we've doubted a situation. Maybe we've doubted whether God's listening to us or not, or whether God's going to intervene with a prayer or with a request or with a burden. And we've doubted. And to be perfectly honest, if we're honest with ourselves, there's some of us that's probably in life, and I'm talking about the journey of life, there's some of us that have probably shown more doubt than they have faith, because based upon the situation or even the severity of whatever it is that we're dealing with. The children of Israel had times that they doubted God. They had times that they didn't listen to God. And even after the parting of the water and the crossing of the water where God parted the water. Even times after that, they immediately praise the Lord. They immediately thank God for the deliverance that God delivered them. But yet after that, there were also times that they doubted. There was also times that they questioned. As a matter of fact, there was a wandering of 40 years because of doubt and because of unbelief. We have one life, this side of eternity. My dad used to carry a card with him that I actually have now, that I actually had it laminated, or I laminated it and I actually have it now, and he used to carry it in his wallet, and it would say, only one life shall pass, only what's God done for God will last. And so we have one opportunity, one life, this side of eternity. And so we can choose to believe, or we can choose to doubt. And no matter the past, no matter what has taken place, no matter what our regrets might have been, or what our doubts might have been, no matter what our, I wished I could do things over might have been, we can go forward. And we can exercise faith in God. You see, that's what's happened with the children of Israel, is they exercised faith and the walls came down. They exercised that faith and the walls came down. God literally told them what they needed to do, and they did it. God tells us that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And that's a promise. We quote that many times, and we have those type of verses. We have them memorized because we quote them so much. But you see, God made Joshua a promise. And promises are key, because God can't break promises. God won't break promises. And in the book of Joshua, and that's, we're going to spend a little bit of time in the book of Joshua tonight. But if you turn with me to Joshua chapter 6, then God had made Joshua and the children of Israel, that He had made them a promise. And I want to read to you that promise as you're turning there. And I want you to kind of understand, they are looking at a huge city, and they are looking at walls that they thought could not be conquered. And they were looking at a situation that only God could do. And in Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." So God had already given them what was in front of them. God had already made a promise to them. I'm going to give this. He had already given Jericho to them. And there were three things that took place for the walls to come down. And we can still apply these three things to our everyday life even today. One is, they had to listen. They had to listen. God was getting ready to give them direction. God was giving them, getting ready to tell them what He wanted them to do. And they had to listen. Then they had to trust. They had to trust. They had to trust that God knew what He was doing. They had to trust that God makes no mistakes. They had to trust that although it seemed kind of unusual for them to compass the city, And maybe they had never experienced anything like that before. They still had to trust in what God was saying. And then the third thing is they had to have faith while they were doing it. Faith didn't just come, oh, I'm going to have faith. And, you talk to people and you would try to encourage people, and someone will say, well, I have faith. God's going to deliver this, or I have faith that I'm going to get through this, or I've got faith in this, or I've got faith in that. But yet there's not a practice of that faith. And it's easy for us to, as individuals, say, I've got faith in God. But yet if we don't practice that faith, are we really demonstrating that faith? Are we really trusting that faith? Are we really listening to what God is saying? So are we really having faith? Are we really exercising that faith? So they had to have faith, and they had to believe God. I can't stress that enough. And you'll hear me say that and I've already said it in several of the messages, but I can't stress that enough. We must believe God. And we must believe in all these situations and all these passages of scriptures that deal with faith, for them to be given the opportunity to be recorded, they had to believe God. And that is no different than where we are today, is believing God. Believing God. So let's look at this faith just for a few minutes tonight. Let's look at this faith. And then the first point of our message tonight is this. It was simple for what they had to do. It was simple in its activity. So they had to be active with their faith. They had to be active with their faith. Sometimes we think faith is hard, and sometimes we may think that faith is complex, but in reality, faith is simple. Let me give you a prime example of simple faith. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and when the Holy Spirit and Sister Cheryl mentioned that about her testimony, and when she was talking about her testimony, I went back to my testimony. And maybe some of you went back to your testimony the moment in time that she received Christ as your personal Savior. And the question that I have for that is, did we have to do anything for our salvation other than have faith and believe? The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Does it require anything else? Does it require us to go knock on 10 doors and invite them to church? Or does it require us to do good? Does it require us to, what do you call them, merits? You know, go get merits, and if you get so many, then you'll be okay. It doesn't require any of that. The only thing it requires is believing. Amen. Believing. And so that is exercising our faith, is simply believing. So it's really simple when it comes to faith, but yet our lives, our mind, situations in our life makes faith very complex in our minds. But in reality, it's simple because it's simply trusting God. It's simply trusting God. To look out, if you were this group of people, to look out, you would see a great city, you would see a huge city, and you would see a massive city. And it would be hard and difficult, and I would even say impossible, for anyone to conquer these walls. It would be impossible for anyone to conquer these walls with out God. Now you look at the things in your life that you deal with, and you look at the situations in your life, and you say, I can't do it. I can't do it. No, you can't. Unless God is there with you. And unless you have faith in God, unless He is directing your path. You know, one of my favorite passages of Scripture is found in Proverbs, where it talks about He shall direct our paths and putting our faith in Him and understanding that He is the one that's leading us. He is the one that's directing us. They had to approach these walls as God told them, and it took faith to do so. It took faith to do so. They had to approach these walls. So in verse 3 of Joshua chapter 6, the Bible says, And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thou shalt do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And that was the approach that they had to take in their faith. With these simple and easy instructions, people can still doubt. People can still doubt. You know, what causes doubt? What causes doubt in a person's life? What causes doubt? What causes questions like, will God really forgive me? What causes questions, will God really help me? What causes questions like, will God really make a difference in my life? And I believe it's one of the tools that Satan uses in his tool belt to try to influence us to cause doubt. The Scripture is full of time and time and time again where God delivered, God saved, God made a difference in people's lives. But they had to have that faith. They had to have that faith. Yes, God can forgive me. I think the problem is we have a hard time forgiving ourselves. We have a hard time forgiving ourselves. We have a hard time realizing that God can really help me, but we have a hard time helping ourselves. We have a hard time realizing that God will make a difference because we have intertwined our lives in situations where it's almost like, and I don't know how else to really put it, it's almost like we don't know anything other than to be miserable because we've been in that rut so long. But the children of Israel, and those that were led around these walls, God gave them clear direction. God gave them clear direction on what they were supposed to do and how they were supposed to do it, and it was going to take faith for them to do it. Faith gives us victory over the world. Faith gives us victory over the world. In 1 John chapter 2, the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. So you see, we have victory through Jesus Christ. Because we're not to love the world, but we're to love Jesus. We're not to love the world, but we love Jesus. We love what He's done for us. The Bible says we love Him because He first loved us. We love Him because of what He's done for us in our life. So our focus should not be on the world and the things of the world, but our focus should be on Jesus Christ. And when our focus is on Jesus Christ, then we will literally see things change in our life. We will see things change in our life. If we're focusing on our situations and our circumstances, and if we're focusing on all those things all the time, then how are we ever going to find the victory? You know, I was visiting someone this week, or it was actually last week. I was visiting someone last week, and they were going through a difficult time, and I look and I said, my goodness. They're struggling. They're having a hard time. But you know what? They said to me, and Darla went with me, and they said to me, you know, I'm just praising God. I'm just praising God. And I thought, wow, that's real faith. That's real faith. That's real faith that they were praising God, even though they were struggling in their life, and even though they were going through a difficulty in their life, and there's a certain amount of concern with the situation they were going through, and they were still praising God. You see, that's faith. That's faith. That's exercising the faith. That's almost like you're going around the walls, like God was saying. You're exercising that faith. And you're telling others about, hey, I'm praising God. It could be a lot worse. I'm praising God. It's like it's going around those walls. We can have victory over the world. We can have victory over the flesh. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. So if our minds and our hearts are focused on Jesus Christ, then our faith will be strengthened, and the flesh will be weakened. Because there's a lot of things that can drive our flesh. But if we focus on God, and we focus on our faith, and we focus on Him, then our flesh will be weakened. And I'm not talking about the flesh, as far as the flesh being weak. I'm talking about the desires of our flesh will be weakened. And we can have victory over the flesh. And we can also have victory over the devil. We can have victory over the devil. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And I don't know if this is going to discourage or encourage, but you can rest assured when God starts moving in your life, Satan's going to double his attack, maybe even triple. Amen. When God is moving in your life and you're getting closer to God and you're getting closer and you're feeding on the Word of God, you're being encouraged and you're exercising your faith, rest assured that Satan's going to be on the attack. But that's what strengthens our faith. It strengthens our faith. Victory is not achieved with fear and doubt, but victory comes from faith and trust. Victory is not achieved with fear and doubt, but faith and trust. Not that I could do it, but if I was to try to run a marathon and I was standing there at the start-finish line, and I began saying, there's no way I can do this, I wouldn't even start. You have to prepare. You have to plan. You have to train. You have to do all those things. And then when you're at that start-finish line, you say, I know I can do this. And then you begin to take the journey. And you begin to pace yourself. And you begin to rely on the things that you've trained, rely on the things that you've learned, rely on the things that that helped you get to where you are. And that's what we do in our Christian life. You think back at our life. Think about the things that God has helped you through. Think about the things that God has delivered you from, or how God has answered this prayer and answered that prayer, and how that is part of our training. And that's what's strengthening our faith today. I used to run back when I was in school. I used to run, and I would run. I didn't run for the school, but I used to run what I called cross country. I would run about 8 miles a day. I couldn't do that now, by the way. I used to run 8 miles a day, and so me and a buddy of mine, we would do it, and we were about halfway through one of our runs, and I looked over at him and I said, why are we doing this? And he said, I don't know. And we both stopped, and we haven't run since. True story. Only time I run is if a snake's after me. But here's the thing. We can't stop on our faith. We can't. We can't stop on our faith. We can't say, why am I doing this? I'll tell you why you're doing it. Because Jesus Christ loves you. And He died for you. And for someone to take my place the way Jesus Christ did, why wouldn't I want to live for Him? Why wouldn't I want to exercise the faith? Why wouldn't I want to walk around these walls that may not make sense to us? Why wouldn't we want to do that? Because He loves us. And we have a promise. We have a promise. And the promise we have is a heavenly home. And I was thinking the other night, while I was down in my study, I was thinking the other night, and a lot of times I'll spend a lot of hours down in the study, and I was thinking the other night, and I was thinking to myself, and I was thinking about my life, and I was thinking about my age, and I was thinking about how I'm further along than going backwards when it comes to life expectancy. And the thing that I thought to myself was, I sure want to please the Lord. I sure want to please Him with the remainder part of my life. I don't want to be one that's troubled or miserable or not doing something He wants me to do or not wanting to please Him. I don't want things to get in my way of the rest of my life. And the way that we do that is we focus on our faith. You know, the children of Israel traveled a long ways. The children of Israel traveled a long ways. And they went through a lot of hardships and they had to learn a lot of valuable lessons. Why would they stop when God told them to go past the walls? That's all you have to do. He gave them direction. I just read to you. Why would they stop? They didn't. And the walls came down. You see, people think faith is foolish. The non-believers, the world thinks that faith is foolish. But I'll tell you tonight that faith is not foolish. It is not foolish. If your faith is in the right one. Verse 15 and 16, the Bible says, and it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose up early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after in the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time When the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Joshua was remembering what God had said. Joshua was remembering where God said, I have given you thine hand of Jericho. In verse 2, Joshua was remembering, and he was simply exercising God's promise. And he was doing that by faith. There's more faith than there is foolish. Too many people think that faith is foolish. But to Joshua, his faith was victory. His faith was victory because God had a plan, and he received God's word, and the walls came down. And not only did the walls come down, the walls came down flat. Number 3, faith is complete obedience. God gave instruction, and they had to be obedient to those instructions. And if I can put it in the application that we have in our lives today, they had to be obedient to God's instruction, and they had to give their all. And that's what our challenge is tonight, to give our all to Him. When you give yourself to the Lord, we need to give ourselves completely. We need to open up the doors of our life. We need to open up the doors of our closets. When someone would come to see you at your house, there's rooms that they may not be invited to come in. But when it comes to God, and when it comes to our faith, He needs to be in every room. He already knows what kind of mess it's in. Why not give it to Him? Give Him every room. Not just part, but give Him every room. They had to do what God said, and the walls came down, and it took complete obedience. It took complete obedience. But in the end, God gave the victory. God gave the victory. Faith will stand the test. It took faith to wait 7 days. I noticed something, and I know our time's running out, but I noticed something in verse 10. The Bible says, and Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then ye shall shout. You know, one of the hardest things to do is be silent. One of the hardest things to do is be silent. It's hard to wait on God sometimes. It's hard to wait. It took faith. It took faith for them to be silent. It took faith for them to wait on God. It took faith for them to follow what was given to them, the instruction that was given to them. But the walls came down. Then lastly tonight, faith in God is good for God's people. Faith in God is good for God's people. Verse 20 says, so the people shouted with the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the walls fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, going back to God's promise. We rely on God's promise. When He says He'll never leave us nor forsake us, He means He'll never leave us nor forsake us. When He says cast all your care upon Him before He cares for us, He means we cast our care upon Him, for He cares for us. When He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me, it means that we can do all things through Christ which strengthen us. But it takes faith. And we must exercise that faith. It took faith. And this is the thing. They had to believe. They had to trust. They had to be obedient, they had to be silent, and they had to listen. And God gave the victory. God gave the victory. By faith, the walls came down. So I ask the question tonight in closing, what walls are in your life? What walls are in your life that you're dealing with, that you're struggling with? What walls are in your life? The answer is faith in God. Not faith in man, but faith in God. What a blessing. The walls came down. And they didn't just come down, but they were flat. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for showing us. But Lord, we all struggle, as you know. We all struggle with things. Sometimes we just simply struggle with life. Sometimes we struggle with situations. But Lord, help us to grow. Help us to think on you. Help us to hold your promises. Help us to apply our faith. Not an empty faith, but a true faith. Just as the children of Israel, they applied your promise and they did it by faith. Help us to apply the promises that you give us. And help us, our faith, to be strengthened, knowing that Satan's going to be on the attack. We thank you for our time together. We thank you for those that are listening and those that have listened and watched. We thank you for those that are here. And we pray that you'll help us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.